Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very accomplished entrepreneur from California, USA, Doug Wilson. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ash. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Doug is the chairman of CEO Leadership Alliance, Orange County. And he's the CEO of Next Solutions, Inc. So, Doug, what would you say are three key milestones in your life?
Three key milestones. Great question. Well, there's more than three, that's for sure. But if,
I'm sure.
And I could probably, if you ask me tomorrow morning after breakfast, I'd probably come up with another three.
I'm sure.
But I can name three right now that come to the top of my mind. One is I have a unique education that when I was in college at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, SMU, I decided that I would major in what was then called industrial psychology. And I said, this is what I want to do, make life better for workers.
Okay.
And that was a passion I felt. I'd worked in a factory growing up, in a bicycle factory, and saw how underutilized people were. And when I went to college, I said, there's got to be a better way. And I found a better way through Texas Instruments. The person that taught the course at SMU also was a key person at Texas Instruments, TI, in Dallas. They were building massive radar machines for the US government. And the way they did it was totally unique. I said, I'm going to finish this education. I not only finished a course at SMU, I had a little sidebar trip to seminary where I studied theology, really because I just love spiritual interests and knew I would never go into being a pastor. But I loved that field because it was important to values and thinking about stories and how human beings develop. And then I went on and finished a PhD, and it required, by then I was married and had a kid, and it required tremendous tenacity to write that dissertation, work your way through college, because I was on my own after college, had to pay for everything. That was a key milestone. Decided to move to from Dallas, Texas, to a town called Newport Beach, California at that time. And we made our way here. I became a consultant and began to build one of the most successful consulting businesses per dollar, probably in the country, for each person working with us. Per revenue dollar and profit. So that was the second key milestone. How we focused our business, which was key to success, is to find your niche, do it well, and deliver and build the right team around you in this consulting business. A third milestone was in 2010, I was invited to a very limited gathering of Fortune 500 CEOs and a few consultants, mostly with McKinsey or BCG, to Harvard Business School. And the purpose of that meeting was to relook at the purpose of business. At that time, it was 2010. And they actually put up the charter of Harvard Business School, which was originally to educate men. This was written in the 30s, to educate men to do both well and good. And they said, you know, first of all, it's not men anymore. That's a given. But we kind of lost track of what it means to do good. We've done really well, but they also caused, they helped contribute significantly, a lot of those Harvard graduates, to the incredible crash that was brought on by Wall Street. And they owned it. And they said, there's got to be a better way. And we started at that time, before anyone else was really talking about it. This is 2010. We talked about what a purposeful CEO is, that has a multi-stakeholder approach to business, and that Milton Friedman's mantra, maximize profits, is not really the way the best CEOs live and think anyway. They think long-term, let's don't live by that mantra as the stated goal of business. Mm-hmm. There's something bigger. And that's the way the best CEOs live anyway. So we began to form an organization in Orange County. Mm-hmm. We piggybacked off that. The organization was called the Center for Higher Ambition Leadership. Mm-hmm. It started out of Harvard, but then it went on its own with a 501c3. Mm-hmm. I became an executive fellow with that. And then we branched into Orange County with a former Fortune 500 CEO, mm-hmm. and myself. We started what we called a group here of CEOs that were purposeful CEOs, mm-hmm. wanted to make a difference, mm-hmm. in their community. And that led to what I'm doing today, being chairman of that. It was one meeting at a time, and now we're making a real difference in the region in Orange County, and not only Orange County, we're growing it around the country, okay. Which I'll tell you about more later, but that's been a key milestone.
Fantastic milestones. So Doug, let's now talk about what you just mentioned, your CEO Leadership Alliance. And you said that the objective is to do good. Mm-hmm. Help me understand, what are you doing in this alliance?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really great. We were fortunate to have some outstanding CEOs in our county. Mike Musallam, he's the CEO and chairman of Edwards Life Sciences. Mm-hmm. He's ranked by Harvard, the Harvard Business School, mm-hmm. and the Harvard Magazine as one of the top 13 CEOs in the country.
Wow.
And in the world, actually. Mm-hmm. So he's a great leader and has got really a commitment to the community, because he knows that to be a great CEO, you can't just be about profits. You got to be about your people. You got to be about diversity. Mm-hmm. You got to be about what it means to really care for the long term in a community. Mm-hmm. And we found others, Pacific Life, you may have heard that. They have the big whale that they show. Mm-hmm. They got very involved with us. Jim Morris, tremendous person. Then Western Digital, they has 40% market share of all hard drive memory. All memory in the world is made by, 40% is made by Western Digital. Mm-hmm. And they got very involved with Steve Milligan. So we were fortunate to get CEOs that we asked the question, would you like to continue giving individually through your own nonprofits, mm-hmm. and foundations? Or would you like to work collectively together, mm-hmm. to actually drive some system change in our county, mm-hmm. that if we did it, would help shape and bend the future of this county for the next 100 years?
Wow. Okay.
And they all signed up for the big vision. That's where we want to go, which we did, which we expected they would.
Absolutely. So yeah, give me an example of some, you know, of what you have really achieved for Orange County.
Yeah. So we've been at this, from the very beginning, it's been 5 years where, mm-hmm. we really started to get traction with the CEOs and starting to organize. It's been about 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we're still early stage. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you right now that a few things. One, we've organized a mentorship internship program in the high schools, mm-hmm. and in the colleges, where one, we are in the high schools creating career pathways, mm-hmm. for kids. And we have now 12 companies that are in this process that have agreed to hire kids, mm-hmm. and for internships that are in high school. That's unusual to dig down that low. They usually do it in college, but they're going to give these high school kids an opportunity for real, real work, mm-hmm. in the summer and during the year, and also mentoring these kids. Mm-hmm. An objective is to awaken their imagination of what work could be. And they're working in underserved neighborhoods, and Orange County has a lot. We're 47% Hispanic. Mm-hmm. the vast majority of those are first generation kids. Mm-hmm. And if they go to college, it'll be the first one in their family to ever go to college.
Okay.
So we are developing a systemic program working in partnership with this Unified School District of Orange County, mm-hmm. the three underserved high schools, and the made up highly diverse, poorer students. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then getting them on career tracks. We think we can build this now to where our objective is 5 years from now, we'll have at least 1,200 kids engaged with this.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's one example. A second example is, you may not know this in the United States, but there's three capital sources for venture capital essentially in the US. It's San Francisco, Boston, New York City. That's where most venture capital comes from. Mm. In Boston, there's five times the amount of capital available versus the number of deals in Boston. Mm. Okay. So they have to go out and look for deals. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And Orange County, there's only 5% of the capital necessary. Mm-hmm. for our startup companies. Okay. The rest has to come from outside Orange County. Well, that makes it tough when you're trying to start a business in Orange County.
True.
And raise money. You have to go and travel places. Then when you get the money, they want you to move there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have organized what we call a master fund that is now investing in two of the best VCs in Orange County that are actually being successful and have a good track record. Mm-hmm. We've raised so far $50 million. Mm-hmm. This money was actually pledged through companies like Pacific Life, mm-hmm. like Edwards Life Sciences, mm-hmm. that said, this is to our best interest to pledge money off our balance sheet mm-hmm. for this investment. It's going to do good, but it'll also help us do well.
Okay.
And for the first year, the master fund is showing already about a 50% return mm-hmm. on your investment. So we're very fortunate to have a couple of good VCs we're working with that know their stuff.
Okay.
But that's the second example. So one is on the talent side, growing talent. Mm-hmm. The second is helping young entrepreneurs find a way to get a start.
Amazing.
And get money and grow.
Fantastic. So Doug, in the interest of time, I'm going to move now to the next part of our conversation, which is about Next Solutions, Inc.
Yes.
You're the CEO of this company. What do yes. you do in this company?
So in this company, I focus specifically on home builders.
Mm-hmm.
Home builders around the country. And I have a unique niche. Remember I said focus is key.
Correct.
My niche is working with smaller regional home builders. Mm-hmm. And smaller means building about, all our builders build roughly between 1,500 and 2,500 homes a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the big public builders in America are building, you know, 10,000 homes a year, 25,000 homes a year, some 50,000 homes.
Mm-hmm.
But these builders, it's usually private. There's one public, mm-hmm. but the rest are private. Mm-hmm. And I work with the CEOs of these companies, mm-hmm. help advise them on how they can grow their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that business. I know it well. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in that business for 30 years now. Mm-hmm. And I can speak their language. I know the risks they're taking. I know how to help them think about the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second piece I do. My main job right now is being chairman of CLAOC.
Okay.
I keep Next Solutions alive. Mm-hmm. And I would like to just say the third thing we do now, I did write a tool many years ago called teamsite.co. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's teamsite.co.
Mm-hmm.
You can check it out on the web,
mm-hmm.
but it's an assessment tool and it's used all over the world by Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to be chairman of that company this year. And I'm going to come in and be chairman. And we're growing that now into a SaaS-based product companies can use, and making it easier for companies to use the tool rather than us delivering it. We're making it available and training them in-house to use it and do it.
Wow.
So we're moving from a consulting model to a SaaS-based product model. Okay. And we're really excited about it. It's one of the more exciting things I'm doing right now as an entrepreneur. And we've got a great CEO in Palo Alto, California.
Wonderful. And, you know, when I was reading about you, there was an interesting term which you have used called responsible leadership.
Yes.
What does responsible leadership mean? I mean, I know what words mean, but from your context.
Yeah. Well, responsible means a couple of things. One, you do what you say.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a responsible person, if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Mm. If I say I care about people, I'm going to do it. Mm. I'm going to measure it. I'm going to see how well I do. Mm. I'm going to get feedback about it. And if I don't do it well, I'm going to work at improving it.
Okay.
So the second thing a person does that's responsible is they're open to feedback, they're open to learning, and they want to get better.
Okay.
They're never satisfied with the status quo, right? The third thing about a responsible person is that you can trust them, not only to do what they say, but to keep their word and not have to worry about whether you're going to be upstaged because you didn't watch them closely enough. There's a new game out I'm playing with my grandkids. You may not have played it. It's Monopoly came up with this game called Monopoly Cheaters.
Okay.
And so you can cheat in the Monopoly game, like try and steal money, move hotels around. Mm-hmm. It's real life, you know?
Okay.
Well, that's not responsible to be stealing money when people aren't watching or moving the hotel from one property to another. Mm-hmm. And real life is people are going to try and do that to you. And a responsible person has to have their eyes wide open, and you can trust them to deal with thugs like that too, and make sure that you're going to expel them from the organization, or make sure they'll protect you as well. They know how to deal with a jungle fighter.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
One more question. You know, again, when I was reading about you, you have strategy sessions. You know, and the quote that I'm going to use from you is, great leaders and great organizations excel at providing their people, their customers, and their communities both economic and social value.
Mm-hmm.
Help me understand this, and how do you follow this in your strategy sessions?
Right. Great question. You're asking good questions tonight. If you're a purposeful leader, you want to help a company do well and good, right? And so that means create a high-performing organization, but an organization that thinks about the key stakeholders you want to work with. So that means, first of all, crafting a clear purpose statement. Part of strategy is crafting a clear purpose statement that has to be simple, easily understood, and you can implement it. So, for instance, one of our builders, Brian Barr, Challenger Homes, Colorado. He's in both Colorado Springs and Denver. Largest builder in Colorado Springs. And he came up with his purpose statement. It's very simple, but it means a lot. It's make life better.
Okay.
That's their purpose statement. It's branded all over. It makes life better for their customers by designing a product, not only designing the product well, but creating a tremendous customer experience for when a person buys a home.
Right.
It makes life better for the employee that you can work here. You can thrive. You can be paid well, extremely well in good times, but you will also be treated well. And you will be worked with to achieve your best.
Okay.
And then third, they work in their community.
Okay.
They work with the homeless. They build homeless homes for the homeless. Mm-hmm. They're working it with the city itself. Mm-hmm. And so they take service days out as a company. Mm-hmm. They're always asking themselves, how do we make life better? And did I make life better today for somebody?
Okay.
See how easy it is to live that purpose statement out? Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So Doug, that's an example. Fantastic. Doug, I'm now going to move to the last segment of our conversation. Some questions for you personally.
Sure.
So someone who has, you know, achieved so much, who's led such amazing organizations and teams, what are some of the core values you believe in?
Mm-hmm. It's a great question again. The core values I would believe in that is pretty simple for me, I guess, is... And you could try and be pat in this. So, it's sometimes hard to even say because you don't want to be pat mm-hmm. and trivial. But a core value is to try and do your best every day. Mm. I wake up and say, how can I deliver my very best? Mm-hmm. And how do I also take care of myself in that to be the very best?
Okay.
A core value for me is 6 days a week, I have 2 hours a day for me mm-hmm. to work out, to enjoy nature, to go on a walk. Mm-hmm. That's not time with my wife. That's time with me.
Correct.
I might read, but I know if I don't do that, it's like a knife that starts to get dull. Mm-hmm. And a surgeon can't work with a dull scalpel. I can't work with a dull brain.
Fantastic.
And that's critical. That's a core value for me.
I agree with you.
In terms of how I work in business, core value is how do I make life better myself for people and help them thrive?
Okay.
Remember I said my freshman year in college, mm-hmm. how could I make life better for workers? Mm-hmm. For some reason, I grabbed a hold of that. It's been a part of my life. It's the golden rule too. You know, a core value is the golden rule. I think that's a spiritual value that runs through all religions. Mm. And it's very critical. I guess the last one would be I'm committed to a family and come hell or high water, I'm going to work to make it. And I've done that with kids. We've had some tough challenges with kids sometimes, but that's okay. Mm. We've worked it through.
I agree.
Today, our family is in such a good spot mm-hmm. and it is fantastic. I got a wonderful wife, wonderful kids, and wonderful grandkids.
Wonderful.
And they're the bullseye for what makes happiness for
fantastic.
Me.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And my last question to you now, and you know, this is really based on all your experience, and this is for the thousands of people who will listen to us.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to a young individual who is starting off on her or his career in the corporate world?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Well, I would say the ultimate goal, if you can do it, mm-hmm. not everybody has the skills or the passion to do it, but if you can find work you love and make money at it, that's the best alignment and synergy you can get. Hmm. Sometimes you can't. My daughter likes her work, but she doesn't love it necessarily, but she loves her family and she loves the freedom of being done at 5. That's fine for her. I'm never done at 5. My mind's always working, you know, thinking about things.
Right.
And I love it that way. I guess the other piece of advice there is that as you go into the world, recognize you might, most of us go into the world with a good heart. We're just not prepared for the people that are going to stab us in the back, are going to be tough, are the narcissists out there that come off as nice, and then you find out they're not. Understand you're going to run into those people. Mm. learn how to be tough. Don't be surprised. They are out there. Learn how to work around them. Learn how to deal with them. Learn how to fight, but fight with grace in a good way. And I say, when I say fight, I mean fight for what's right.
Correct.
And if you're in a bad situation, don't wait too long. Make a change. Get out. There are other opportunities. Don't live under that for too long. Take it as a learning experience.
Very well said. Doug, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I've really enjoyed your conversation about what you're doing in CEO Leadership Alliance. It's amazing how you're bringing together these powerful CEOs from large Fortune 500 companies for the greater good of people in the US. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Ash. A pleasure. And thank you for the work you're doing. I love it. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.